What's good? What's good? We are back again on Cloud 10 Radio. Just want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in, for sharing. The audience is definitely growing, so I'm appreciative. I'm thankful to the Most High. I pray you all are enjoying the messages and continuing to send those to those who you think will benefit from it. Today, we're just going to look at some scripts, look at some wisdom about being content with our lives. You know, so often, we're always chasing the next thing or the new thing, but there's so much knowledge about being content with what we have, you know, laboring and, you know, just being appreciative. So we're going to go over a few scriptures and, you know how we do. We try to get through as fast as we can. Sometimes we get off on a tangent, but all praise to the Most High anyways. We'll be right back. All right, so to begin, we are going to be starting off in the Apocrypha. So those of you all who have tuned in to past episodes, these are the books that we're taking out of the scriptures that we commonly have today. If you have a Bible, you have an Old Testament, you have a New Testament. But in the 1611 King James Version Bible, we have 14 books that were actually left out of the newer and more recent copies that we have. And this book is called Ecclesiasticus. We're going to be going to chapter 29, verses 21 through 23. It says, "The chief thing for life is water and bread and clothing and a house to cover shame. Better is the life of a poor man in a mean cottage than delicate fare in another man's house. Be it little or much, hold thee contented that thou hear not the reproach of thy house." All right, so a few things. The chief or most important things in life are water, bread, clothing, and a house. All right, so a lot of people want extra things, more things, but water, bread, clothing, and a house, that's basically all we need. And it says, "Better is the life of a poor man in a mean or average cottage than a delicate fare in another man's house." So the idea of sometimes having a little bit with righteousness, a little bit with peace, is better than, you know, living somewhere extravagant or having more, but, you know, not really having that peace of mind. Then he says, "Be it little or much, hold thee contented." All right, so sometimes we got more money, sometimes we got less money, sometimes we have more resources or less resources, but hold yourself contented either way. All right, so be content with what you have. I mean, if we continue looking at other people's houses, what they have, what we, you know, compared to what we have, we'll never be content. All right, but in Ecclesiasticus chapter 24 through 27, it says, "As his ways are plain unto the holy, so are they stumbling blocks unto the wicked. For the good are good things created from the beginning, so evil things for sinners. The principal things for the whole use of man's life are water, fire, iron, and salt, flour of wheat, honey, milk, and the blood of the grape, and oil, and clothing. All these things are for good to the godly, so to the sinners they are turned into evil." All right, so look, the ways of the Most High are very plain unto those that know him, but, you know, his ways are stumbling blocks. They're confusing or complex to the people who don't hearken unto his word. All right, and then he goes on in verse 26 to say, "The principal or main things for the whole use of a man's life are water, fire, iron, salt, flour of wheat, honey, milk, and the blood of grape, and oil, and clothing." All right, so this is food, this is things for tools, this is things just to sustain us, you know, just for everyday life, and you can enjoy it. You know, honey is sweet. You know what I'm saying? Salt makes your food taste good. The blood of the grape, he's looking at the wine. It's good to have a moderate amount of wine, but In verse 27, he says, all these things are for good to the godly, so to the sinners they are turned into evil. You know, one quick instance is where it says the blood of the grape, talking about wine. Wine is good, you know what I'm saying, to a man who is just a simple man, just has a little bit of wine. But what has the sinner done? They turn it into evil. You take some wine and then everybody's getting drunk. All right, so drunkenness, you know, that's not good. But sometimes just having things in moderation, being content with what you have, that is good. All right, so we touch on some apocryphal scriptures. When we come back, we're going to jump to the Old Testament and touch on a few scriptures, and then we'll keep it going from there. All right, so we've gone to the Apocrypha. We looked at the chief or most important things in life. You know, it's food, it's water, it's things to eat, having a house, basic things, right? Things that we should be thankful for, appreciative for. All right, we're going to jump to the Old Testament. And we're going to go to the book of Psalms, Psalms chapter 37. It's a Psalm of David. Verse 16, it says, a little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. All right, so just having a little bit of righteousness, you know, well, having a little bit with righteousness is better than someone who's wicked and has a lot of riches. All right, it's not really common to think that way in our society, but it's better to do the right thing and not have as much than to go, you know, do evil and wicked things to obtain resources and things that we need. It's better just to be patient and, as it said in the Apocrypha, content with what we have. Next, we're going to go to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 12. It says, I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of Elohim. All right, so eating, drinking, enjoying the good of your labor. All right, you can go on a trip, you know what I'm saying? You can go out to eat, you can go enjoy your life, you know what I'm saying? It's the gift that the Most High have given you, right? We only have a few short days on this earth. All he asks for us is obedience to him. He'll give us all that we need. We eat, we drink, we live life, we enjoy life. All right, so next, we're going to go over to the next chapter of Ecclesiastes, chapter 4, verse 6. It says, better is a handful with quietness than both the hands full with travail and vexation of spirit. All right, so a handful with quietness. Sometimes you might not have that much, but at least there's not any big calamities happening in your life. So think about it as a job that may not pay as much, but it's more enjoyable, compared to a job where you're making $100,000, $150,000 a year, but you have no free time. All right, just a handful with quietness is better than both hands full with travail and vexation of spirit. All right, next, Ecclesiastes 5, chapter 5, verse 10 says, he that loveth silver shall not be satisfied with silver, nor he that loveth abundance with increase. This is also vanity. When goods increase, they are increased that eat them. And what good is there to the owners thereof, saving the beholding of them with their eyes? The sleep of a laboring man is sweet, whether he eateth little or much, but the abundance of the rich will not suffer him to sleep. All right, so we've seen this with people. You know, people always say stuff like money don't sleep, all that type of stuff, but it's true. If you are obsessed with money, if money is your only main priority, you're never going to be satisfied. You're always going to be chasing it, chasing it, chasing it. All right. It says that people who love silver will not be satisfied with silver, nor he that loveth abundance with increase. So even if you want to have so much, even when you get more, you're never satisfied. But in verse 12, it says the sleep of a laboring man is sweet, whether he eateth little or much. So the laboring man, it isn't the same thing as a rich man. Right? Laboring man is someone who, you know, he works for his money, goes home to the family, keeps it simple. But the rich man is someone who's always, always wanting more, more, more. And we see that in our society, and it's actually put on a pedestal to be that way. So that's pretty interesting that our society has it backwards, you know what I'm saying? Saying people that it's better to work all the time, when really, sometimes it's good to just be content with what you have and be appreciative of the time with your family and those things that you have. So, Proverbs chapter 10, verse 2, it says, "Treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivereth from death." A bunch of money doesn't help you out at all in the end. Righteousness, doing the right thing, that is what helps you out when all this comes to an end. People won't tell you it. People will say, oh, you know, it doesn't really matter. But I'm telling you, money, I mean, you both know this, money comes and goes. But righteousness, your alms, your deeds, that's what lasts forever. So Proverbs chapter 15, verses 16 and 17, it says, "Better is the little is little with the fear of Yahuwah than great treasure and trouble therewith. Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a stalled ox where hatred is." All right, so sometimes it's better to just have a little bit and have righteousness than to have to go through travail, strife, wickedness in order to obtain a bunch of money. And sometimes it's better to have a little bit to eat. They said a dinner of herbs where love is, rather than a stalled ox or a whole bunch, you know, of a full feast, you know, with meat and all this type of stuff and hatred therewith. So sometimes less with that pleasantness is better than much more with strife. All right, so I'm going to the Old Testament. When we come back, we're going to go to some New Testament scriptures. We're going to be looking at Paul, looking at what Paul said about these topics, and then we'll be done there. Okay, so we've gone to the Apocrypha, the Old Testament, looked in both of those for some instances of being content with life, how we can be content, how we can continue to appreciate what we have. And we have some advice too in 2 Timothy. This is in the New Testament. This was written by the Apostle Paul. We're going to start out in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 6 through 8. It says, "Godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be content. Let us be therewith content." All right, so godliness with contentment. This idea of having a little with righteousness. It's better than having much with some wickedness. And it says, we brought nothing into the world and we can't carry anything out. So having food and clothing, that's a blessing, right? Having a roof over our head, that's a blessing. Because in the end, really, 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 a lot of this stuff just, it won't matter. It will not matter. All right, so next we've got 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. It says, "Study to show thyself approved unto Elohim, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." All right, so this is just an instance of what we're doing. You know, we're bringing out the word. You and I, you know, we've been listening to a lot of scriptures, reading a lot of scriptures. And I hope that you all are taking the initiative to find out some scriptures yourself. You know, there's definitely a lot of things that relate to a lot of these topics. I just bring out a small portion of it. But we have to continue to study to show ourselves approved. All right, we're looking at how to be content, and we're looking at instances of wisdom on how we can be content with our lives. And by looking through all of our resources, we get a better idea of how we can be, how we should be, to prepare ourselves for the end. All right, and lastly, you know, we're looking at stuff that's telling us the important things in life when it comes to food, shelter, clothes, you know, the simple things, and not really worrying about abundance. We were in the book of Ecclesiastes in the Old Testament. We're going to go back there right at the end of the last chapter, Ecclesiastes 12 and verses 13 through 15. This is King Solomon. He talks a lot about things that are vain, things that are empty, that have no worth in our life, that people tend to put on a pedestal, like riches, you know, riches, treasures, things like that. But here he tells us the important part of the matter. Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim, or God. That's the Hebrew word that they put in here. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. For Elohim shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. All right, so there's a judgment to come. The entire duty of man is to keep the commandments. It doesn't matter how much money you have in your bank account, because ultimately when you die, it'll be dispersed among whoever's left from you, if you have children. And it's basically, you know, either going to be spent or they're just going to pass it down. But it's ultimately just money, because when it comes down to it, there is a judgment to come. So the whole conclusion of the matter, fear Elohim and keep his commandments. All right, so looking at how to be content with our lives, we're looking at how to appreciate our lives more. Very simple. Fear Elohim, keep the commandments. That's it. No worries. As long as you can do that, that's all that really matters. So send this to a friend, send this to a family member, anyone who may be interested. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe. And of course, all praises to the Most High for the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And Most High alone, I'll be back soon for more information.